is part three of a Scott Bennett interview. Well, this is from the Paris False Flag Conference. Just happened, was that Saturday or something? Exposing ISIS by Scott Bennett.
The interesting connection, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks supplied all this material in the WikiLeaks cables to Brad Birkenfeld. Brad Birkenfeld, of course, met me in prison.
Now, all of this material is talking about the funding of ISIS. Exposing ISIS is the what I titled his talk in Paris on Saturday. Well, I don't know, he wasn't in Paris, but it was a Paris conference on false flags, which, of course, just had a bunch of the Charlie Hebdo, the Paris massacre, and of course, after recognizing Palestine, so Israeli Secret Intelligence Service exploding ISIS. And of course, Hillary is prosecuting as head of State Department, Secretary of State, Bradley Birkenfeld. And then, of course, shortly after getting out of jail, he's paid off $100 million plus to keep quiet about what he had been talking in jail, Scott Bennett, who thought it was God, but actually, Sosa Lindauer suspected something like maybe a not totally evil person in the Justice Department, whoever handles those corrections buses that I know so well.
We started going through everything, and then Snowden goes over to Russia and takes off. And the connection is the Carlyle Group, that was the father company, it's connected with George W. Bush. It's the overseeing company of Booz Allen Hamilton. Ian Brzezinski, Mike McConnell, Michael Hayden, Leon Panetta, they're all Booz Allen people. Snowden and Scott Bennett were Booz Allen. Military, I worked, these are all the people at U.S. Central Command, U.S. Civil Affairs, Psychological Operations Command. These are all the U.S. Congress committees, House and Senate, that I sent reports to. I spent like $1,000 on mailing stuff and letters and stamps at a typewriter, all of which are documented. Armed Services, where Mike or Roger Zakheim worked. Intelligence Committee, Homeland Security, Judiciary, all the media, Fox News people. These are the intelligence agencies that were connected with Snowden. These are the two banks, Union Bank of Switzerland and HSBC, biggest financiers of terrorism. Covington and Burling, that's the law firm in Washington that represents them. Michael Chertoff is now with them. You can't see the names here, but it's Lanny Brewer and Eric Holder. Loretta Lynch, now the Attorney General, was instrumental in the settlement with HSBC and UBS. They never prosecuted HSBC or UBS. They gave them a 2% fine and let them go their merry way. And all the bank accounts that Birkenfeld and I presented, they gave them advance warning to change. So all the money, the bank accounts, the significance is, had I met Birkenfeld and taken command of this situation, I would have shut down the bank accounts overnight. All the money that you got going to ISIS and all that, it would have been shut down. But it wasn't, and that's the treason. We've got guys that were killed, and I think Kristen Ann had a good point. Someone had been funding enemies against our Constitution, and that was a charge of treason. Obama and Clinton and Holder and Brewer have been funding our enemies through ISIS, through Al-Qaeda, to destabilize Syria, to destabilize Iran. They've already done it to Libya, against our military and contractor and Europe. This all could have been prevented, but they never did because of the loyalty of Covington and Burling to Union Bank of Switzerland, and of course Obama's questionable past and loyalties. And these are the countries: Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Yemen, Libya. Notice they're all Wahhabist, Salafist countries. It's not Iran, it's not Syria. They've tried to shift the blame to Iran and Syria, but really, quite frankly, Iran and Syria and Russia have been given an improper definition. They are the aristocrats of the Middle East. They're not the savage, beheading, boy-loving rapists that you see in the Salafist, Wahhabist group. The Iranian, the Syrian regime are much more mentally and psychologically stable, and they were much more helpful to us right after September 11th. Needless to say, we've all discovered much later that September 11th was done by parties other than what was blamed. So I will leave it there and say this is real, this happened, it's a true story, it's not fiction, you couldn't make it up. God is great, he's you know, given this as a tool to use as a crowbar and breach the opportunity and exploit the initiative.
called terrorists, quote, "No amount of Muslim condemnations will stop Western governments from treating every Muslim as a potential terrorist or sympathizer." Can you...
Know the way, it twists and turns.